Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Jihad is one of the most important doctrines of Islam, and it is all the more important that one must understand the perspective and everything which relates to jihad, which is clearly mentioned in various verses of the Quran. It has already been pointed out by me in various lectures that the most important statute in this regard is that jihad can only and only be conducted by an Islamic state. No person, individual or organization has this right. It has to be conducted by a properly organized Islamic state, and today it can only and only be conducted to curb oppression, injustice, persecution and such things. It cannot be conducted in any way to forcibly convert people to Islam. Now, whenever jihad is conducted, of course, there are certain moral principles which must be obeyed at all costs. For example, we know that even in jihad, we must honor all our promises. We know in the times of the Prophet, when there were certain treaties with the Mushrikun, and the directive of the Quran was that after the Itmam al-Hujjah, after the truth had been conveyed to the people of Arabia, these treaties will be cancelled and they shall bear the wrath of God. We know that all those treaties which were time-bound, which were concluded up to a certain limit, they were not annulled simply because a contract had been made. So one of the most important moral limits and moral principles in this regard is that even in jihad, promises shall be honored. Another important thing is when the army or the Muslim army sets out, it will not show off, it will not exhibit itself. This is not the right way. And the Quran is very clear about this thing. And it says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا وَرِيَاءَ النَّاسِ وَيَسُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. And be not like those who came out of their houses boastfully and displaying their grandeur, and those who stopped people from the way of Allah, even though Allah fully encompasses what they do. So another moral principle is that the Muslim army must not and never show off. Another important moral principle is that people who want to remain neutral, who do not want to take part in war, shall not be harmed in any way. Similarly, another thing is that women and children, they shall not be tampered with. Similarly, we also know that dead bodies, they shall never be mutilated. And the punishment of burning in the fire also shall not be given. And similarly, when attacking the enemy, no civilian property shall be looted at any cost. So these are the primary and basic moral principles which must be followed by an army whenever it conducts jihad. أَكُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.